Artists have historically responded to war and devastation with their own creations, Picasso's Guernica or Goya's series on the disasters of war. For a group of young artists in New York who call themselves the Barnstormers, last week's events were catalysts for creation, too. Karen Michelle reports.
The view from the Smack Mellon Gallery in a Brooklyn neighborhood called Dumbo was glorious. Just overhead, a block away, there's the span of the Brooklyn Bridge. And beyond it, there were the twin towers of the World Trade Center.
Right under the bridge. The bridge just framed it right off. This is our picture frame. It's hard to remember.
That's so strange.
Chuck Webster, Mike Houston, and David Ellis are among the 30 or so Barnstormers who used the studio. When the first airplane struck, Ellis was home. A friend called telling him to turn on the TV.
And I think at that moment, I was questioning what purpose is what we've been doing here for the last 5 weeks. As an artist, what do you do in a time like this? Is it a selfish act? I mean, are we important? You know, like, should we go drive ambulances? Should we, like, learn emergency skills?
Instead, he and the other members of the collective continued to paint, though for Mike Houston, coming back at first seemed trite.
Broadway opened up a couple days afterwards, and a lot of the museums opened up, and we can be part of that rebuilding process. I mean, there's people out here raising hell on earth, and we can be over here trying to create something beautiful. That's what we're doing.
A small American flag juts from the bottom of the boombox they've rigged up to a sound system that fills the huge space with music, just as the paintings fill three walls and even the floor. A still camera and a camcorder hang overhead to document the artists' activities since they began this project 5 weeks ago.
One painter did a huge American flag, which obviously now carries a whole different spin. I painted this image of four jet engines. I don't know where the hell that came from. I'm never quite sure what this stuff means, and then the world suddenly imbues it with a horrible meaning. Or sometimes a very good meaning.
The Barnstormers are action painters. The images are constantly changing. On this day, Mike Houston is working on a panel of green and white blobs with his collaborator, who goes by Kenji. In his right hand, Mike wields a brush soaked with black latex house paint, outlining the green shapes, as Kenji holds a paint roller in his left hand, deftly using the edge to accent some shapes with white, a color of hope, he says. At the top of the panel, there's a painted Buddha on a surfboard. Beneath it are the words Amitabha Surfer. The Amitabha Buddha is the Buddha of compassion. On the opposite wall, Chuck Webster is painting what could be red veins in what looks like a hollow tree trunk.
I kind of thought of initially as a hand holding up the world, that all of us are sort of doing a little thing. Like, I mean, reading reports about all these people, like, opening their piggy banks and helping out in different ways.
Mike Houston felt that he could help best by not painting images that reflected the events of the week.
This morning, a young kid came in here and was just oohing and aahing, and it was the best thing. He was really happy to see what we were painting and what we were working on. And I think folks are happy that there's something that their kids can look at that isn't a fireman who with an incredibly grim expression on his face or a blown up building.
Big pink block letters on one wall of the exhibition space proclaim love, in need of love, today. Painter David Ellis says the title of the show was conceived well before any of this happened. It's called No Condition is Permanent.
It's become so much heavier of a title of a show, but it is an everyday truth. I mean, we human beings are only here for a short time without disasters. Our buildings, they collapse in time. Paint fades in the sun. And artists are part of that thing which is constantly about rebuilding, looking again, asking questions, trying to search out a way to see beauty in life.
And in death. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle in New York.